Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
To the Doug Steffen Show. It's the Good Day program. How do you do? November 16th is upon us. I'm Doug, and Jay Kirshner is here at the ready, on top of things, here to straighten me out when I go down that narrow, winding road, and it leads sometimes to oblivion. She's there to save me as I get to the cliff. Hold on. Wait a minute. That's not really what you should
I'll
be
catch
saying.
You.
Hold on. Yes. I'll catch you. Here's something positive to start off your day. We shall sooner have the fowl by hatching the egg than smashing it. Perfect for Thanksgiving, right? We're a week and a day away from Thanksgiving. Think about this. I know when I go through these sometimes, Jay, you think, huh? What does that mean? Can he repeat that? Yes. We shall sooner have the fowl by hatching the egg, get it? The egg is responsible for the fowl being born.
Which came
and
first,
by
smashing the fowl or the egg?
Yes, that is a good question. And I'm not sure I have the answer, frankly. I have the answer to lots of questions, and then there are questions that have no answers. But there are good questions. The only bad question is the question that doesn't get asked. So ask away at our social media. Perhaps you have a philosophy, the philosophical bent on the chicken or the turkey or the egg, which came first. By the way, Abraham Lincoln said that in his first year of office as president of the United States, as the first Republican president of the United States. Now Donald Trump wants to be a member of Lincoln's party. What do you think Lincoln would think of Donald Trump? If Lincoln were alive today, what would he think of Donald Trump? That's a very
That's a good question. What would he think of politics in general in the direction it's gone? And
yes, an even better question. Yeah, right. All right, so the Trumpster officially announces that he's going to run for president, the worst kept secret. Everybody knew it, so why are we spending a lot of time talking about it? It's he says
because it's official. It's out there
now. Yeah, okay, official. Right, exactly. That reminds me, I've used this term before, the official. He makes it official because he makes the statement. But who's in charge of the official weather station? Who's in charge of the official sport? Who said, who makes this determination? You hear this all the time. The official number one car dealer in Boston. Who comes up with that stuff?
Whoever decided to pay for the sponsorship.
That's
I always get
Thank
a kick
you.
Out of, like, the best burger in whatever location.
Right.
Who decided that?
Who
and
said
isn't
that?
It typically, like, they have the best of Cleveland, the best of Nashville, the best of Boston.
Right. Whoever
kind of
pays.
Stuff. But it's every year. So even though you're the best of something one year, might not be the next year.
Right. So just to kind of go down the Trump road for a moment or two, because I want to remind me at some point during the program today to talk about some new affiliates and the thought process that goes on with the philosophy of this program being at the heart of the thought process. I'm happy to talk about Donald Trump. I'm happy to talk about Kevin McCarthy. Happy to talk about Mr. Ron DeSantis. I'm also happy to talk about Nancy Pelosi, happy to talk about Joe Biden, not so happy to talk about Kamala Harris, but I will just because that's part of what people talk about. And I'm not happy about Kevin McCarthy either. I guess I would say, I don't know, happy is the right word for it, but because this program is an equal opportunity focus, it has an equal opportunity focus on the issues of the day and the people who are part of these issues. So we talk about them. You know how I feel about Trump. If you've listened to this program for any length of time, if you're a new listener to the program, I'm not a fan of Donald Trump's. I don't think he ought to be president. I think that he is, he's got some interesting and good ideas that have been productive when enacted, but he is his own worst enemy. And thus ought not to be the litmus test as to whether you're a good Republican or a bad Republican. that's not the case. Well, it's becoming more and more the case, I think. When you look around at when you look at the number of criminal investigations into him, the number of civil investigations, now the Trumpers will tell you that this is because of him. They'll go after Trump because they don't like him because he's so smart and he's such a great leader. And, you know, but yeah, he's been twice impeached.
Isn't there some truth to that?
Yeah, of course there is. There's always where the smoke, there's fire. Mm-hmm. There's something going on. He made a deal, I think, over the weekend with some hotel chain to use his name, which is worth hundreds of millions of dollars to him. And then the question comes up, usually by the liberal news media, oh, he's using his presidential place to his own advantage. Well, he's not the president anymore. He may be. I would very seriously, again, this is anathema to the people who love him, and a lot of the stations that carry this program carry the right, there's more right-wing talk than there is left-wing talk, so they carry more of those programs. And so this is a balance, right? That's the way I look at my own point of view, is from the middle. I like to look at both sides. I haven't always been that way. When I first started doing this stuff back in the late 80s, at least the national stuff, and all the local stuff I did was political, and when it was political, it was right of center. Mm-hmm. But I had a different approach. Right of center to me was Rockefeller, Bill Weld, Mitt Romney even. You know, that's that kind of Republican that I have favored. Anyway, there's it's interesting. I noted John Bolton has been around talking about Trump and how he doesn't like to be a loser. He fears being a loser in 2024. Anyway, it's just, it is what it is. And so we'll see where all of this goes. I think that there's going to be a lot of distraction. DeSantis, when Trump took a shot at him, was it a couple of days ago? DeSantis came back pretty bluntly, frankly, looking at the results of the election. I think that's what he said. You know, Trump's been calling him de-sanctimonious and all kinds of other things, because that's all Trump can do. Trump doesn't know how to if you ever look at the debates that he's involved in or any serious discussion, it's always a personal attack, or it's always something sarcastic or cynical, instead of just being, okay, this is what's good. That's kind of one of the reasons that I am not a fan, because I don't like all the negativity. So anyway, DeSantis, who may or may not be a candidate, said after Trump took a shot at him, check out the scoreboard after last week. That was all he said. I think it was well put. But then you have all of this stuff, this infighting. So Kevin McCarthy, who's been selected as the House Speaker, he will then have to, he's been a Trumper, and then he wasn't a Trumper, and then he got towed back in line. He's going to have to figure out what, who or how to handle the Trump-DeSantis thing. And that's not going to be a comfortable place to be. It's not comfortable for a lot of the people. Sean, who I like Sean, and he's a friend, Sean Hannity. But he's having a hard time with all of this stuff. I don't know if I shouldn't say he's having a hard time. He looks like he feels uncomfortable when he talks about it. I don't watch that stuff much, but I saw a little bit of him talking about Carrie Lake being defeated, and it didn't come out right. I mean, it didn't come out well, let's put it that way, because he's a fan of the Carrie Lake kind of thinking. He used to work with her on Fox. So, anyway.
So he knows her on, like, even a more personal level, which I feel sometimes that matters, too. We see these people, and they are these politicians, and sometimes we forget these are real people. They have families. Yeah. There's so much more behind everybody's story.
Yep, that's for sure. So, speaking of McCarthy, he's been nominated, but he hasn't been elected, because there are a couple of other people that will, you know, clamor, chatter about being more, you know, to the point. Is Marjorie Taylor Greene Somebody who wants to be nominated or has been nominated for speaker. Can you imagine her? Trump says he's going to make her his vice presidential candidate.
Really?
Yeah.
See, I feel like he could potentially win the presidency again if he runs, but if he has Marjorie Taylor Greene as his running mate, I feel like he's just completely taking himself out of the running.
Mm-hmm. Well,
she has followers, don't get me wrong.
Oh, sure, a lot of followers.
Like there's a smaller people for Marjorie Taylor Greene versus against. It just seems like the against is a far wider net.
Well, I think that that's happening with Trump, too, even though the Trumpers don't want to admit to it. It's just, and I think you see that crack, or the news media wants you to believe that the reason that all of these people who lost as a Republican who were endorsed by Trump, they lost because they were endorsed by Trump. That might be the case in some of the circumstances that were the result of the election, but I'm not sure that he can take credit or get blamed for either who won or who lost. There are a lot of other things that have entered into all of this stuff. The Democrats were lucky they got by on the hair and their chinny chin chin because they're not doing... neither of the parties is doing much. Yeah, they're not doing much about anything. They're not really doing a good job, which is the point of what I said when I told you that I voted for two Democrats, two Republicans, two Libertarians, and an Independent. And I don't think anybody I voted for won, but I felt better about it. So there it goes. Speaking of progressives and liberals and stuff, I don't know that progressive insurance is just for liberals. It's the name of a very popular insurance company. They have insurance for motorcycles, boats, RVs. So if you want protection on the road and on the water, see how much you can save. Dial them up at 800-PROGRESSIVE, or you want to spend some time at their website. You can do that. That's probably pretty informative as well. Progressive.com. This is the Good Day program. It's 18 after the hour.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Here's the deal. I've had constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating for years. I've tried a lot of laxatives and fiber supplements, but my symptoms keep coming back.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements, and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
We'll be right back. complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
After the hour here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program for, this is Wednesday, right, November the 16th. Taylor Swift has been all over the news, all over social media, trending everywhere, not necessarily because of something she did, but something that involves her, and it's pretty dismissible, if I can use that. The company involved in this whole thing is one of the worst companies in America. So I'll talk about the connection between the two. She's one of the best and they're one of the worst. So how are they working together? Well, you'll find out, or not working together, find out after this. Time to think about MyPillow again. Right now there's an incredible, incredible deal on the towel set at MyPillow.com. Six-piece towel set made with cotton grown in America, made in the USA like most of the products that they sell on MyPillow. This is an extremely absorbent towel. And it still provides you that soft feel, so you want a towel that feels good and actually dries you off. So the set comes with two bath towels, two hand towels, two washcloths. Usually retails for $90. Right now you can get the set for a low $39.98 with the promo code DS. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a warranty that lasts 10 years. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials page, get this insane price of $39.98 with the DS code on the six-piece towel set. That's it, MyPillow.com. All right, so Jay, here's the scoop, according to some of the research that you've done anyway. The fans that are trying to buy pre-sale tickets for her new tour ran into a roadblock on Ticketmaster yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the worst company in America if you are a fan of going to shows and stuff. These people have pretty much bought up everybody else. You can't buy tickets for most any event, whether it's a sporting event, whether it's
Ticketmaster's merger with Live Nation was probably one of the worst things to happen for
and how the government let this happen. So anyway, Ticketmaster said that they'd been forced to delay the pre-sale release of these concert tickets until, what, 3 today or something, because they got jammed up. There were so many people that wanted to buy the tickets, and the pre-sale codes didn't work, so it made
the waiting rooms. But think about this. This was a pre-sale. Not even the tickets are officially on sale. This is pre-sale,
right.
And millions of people showed up for the pre-sale, completely crashing the systems.
Yeah.
And these are supposed to be verified. Like Ticketmaster did this whole verified buyer so that it's not scalpers buying these tickets, but they're really doing a bang-up job with that because there's resale tickets for typical nosebleed $60 seats already going for $700. There was one thing that already found a ticket resale price at over $33,000.
Got to be crazy.
Yeah.
She's not that good.
Verification program is like right up there with Twitter's.
Yeah. Yeah. So anyway, Taylor Swift not happy. And I think I watched the debate, a discussion on one of the news programs last night about this whole thing and whatever happened to going to the box at the venue and buying a ticket. Why don't they have, what happened to all of that? And this is for younger people who are just pretty much fed up with this. People my age don't bother anymore. And I think that's where you're losing a lot of people because Ticketmaster is a mess to begin with. And they're not easy to deal with. They're unethical.
But sometimes so, with the printed tickets, sometimes there are issues where they double print tickets. I've had an issue where I have a hard ticket. Someone's in my seat. We say you aren't in our seats. And they show me their hard ticket, too.
Yeah, right. I've had that happen to me with the Van Morrison concert, thanks to Ticketmaster. So they can go sticking in their ear. All right, well, let's see what happens with that. Hold on, Taylor Swift fans. 28 past the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. As eccentric as this may sound, and heaven forbid that I should ever be called eccentric, our pets know when we are not feeling well, even before we do. Even when our pets may not be close with certain family members, when those family members are not feeling well, somehow our pets know and hang around that person. For example, my grandfather, who was not an animal lover and thought perhaps I needed psychiatric help, became very ill towards the end. And towards that end, the dogs and cats living at my mom's house that had never spent any time near him until the day before he died, that evening they actually slept in his room. The bonds they build with special needs children and adults, the bond between seniors and the senior pets, all of this is in their ability to read us, physically, mentally, and spiritually, and anticipating our needs before we even know what those needs are. I hear this all the time, how the dog or cat will not leave my side when I'm not feeling well, or how they'll go into a room a day or two before someone passes on. They know, watch your dog or cat carefully, they understand what we don't. I'll more next time.
Shrinkflation was bad enough. Now skimpflation? I'm Holland Cook with Inflation Hacks. As the cereal box got thinner, Merriam-Webster Dictionary added the word shrinkflation. But at least you can see it by looking at unit price. Now an invisible ripoff. Skimpflation. When Smart Balance Spread reduced the share of vegetable oil by 40%, one customer complained that it spits all over when frying an egg and doesn't melt on toast. Maker ConAgra quickly, quote, heard the feedback and decided to return to previous recipes. So it pays to squawk if, for instance, that 1,000-sheet roll of Scott toilet paper feels thinner. One shopper who weighed it and found it 20% lighter posted that quality has gone down the toilet. How are you coping? Post your inflation hacks at andyoucanquoteme.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Trump Tuesday evening announced his 2024 candidacy for president in a speech that punched at the heart of Democrats' new voting laws in some states that continue to delay our election results unnecessarily.
They spend all of the money for machines and all of this stuff, and they end up 2 weeks later, 3 weeks later. By that time, everyone forgot there was even an election. It's horrible. And this doesn't happen. I said it before. It doesn't happen in third world countries. They do better than we do. It's horrible what's happening with our election and election process.
Walmart proposed a $3.1 billion legal settlement on Tuesday over a toll of powerful prescription opioids sold at its pharmacies. Walmart would not admit liability with the settlement, which would represent about 2% of its quarterly revenue. The massive Artemis 1 rocket launched from Florida very early Wednesday morning successfully. USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word BIMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Here we go, celebrating Turkey Day. What we were, isn't it funny? It's like Christmas in a sense, Jay. Thanksgiving becomes all about the food, which is part of what the first Thanksgiving was about, giving thanks for the ability to have made it here to our country and to have been able to survive through all of the things that were certainly questionable. The concern was, you know, half the people who came over here died on the way, so the rest of them that survived, you can't even begin to imagine what it was like here because they started with nothing. And when they got here, the weather was lousy to begin with, kind of like it is here today. A mix of slush, rain, snow. It was about this time of year when they arrived, and it was this kind of weather that they were welcomed by. Can you imagine getting, not knowing where you are, having nothing, no buildings, no heat, no people, no nothing? Mm-hmm. It's just stark, vacant emptiness. And here you are. Welcome to the new world. Yeah, okay. So,
there was thankfulness and the celebration, yes, and having, yep, food, and that there is that darker side of Thanksgiving, too, with everything, yep, with the pilgrims and the Native Americans. And
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's, well, it's anyway.
But if we look at today, where it's kind of like, okay, don't shut down what happened. That still happened. History is still history. We shouldn't negate that. But at the same time, it is a good opportunity to remember what we are thankful for and to remind ourselves to not just show that gratitude
the today.
Only on one day a year.
Right, exactly. It's the today. So it's kind of fun to have fun with the turkey stuff. This year, a little more difficult to have fun with the turkey stuff because there aren't as many turkeys around. So let's just, as we continue to work toward a week from tomorrow, then we'll kind of think what challenges did these people take on? And could you have done what they did? I guess that's one of the questions. And I think it's relative because a lot of people go through a lot of challenges today. They think they can't make it, but they do. Look at all the people who are cancer survivors, for example. And look at all the people who come up with great business ideas. And there's more goodness out there than not. Even though sometimes we wonder because we talk so much about the things that aren't that cool. Amy Poehler wrote a memoir back in 2014 called Yes, Please. And in it, she says, quote, I believe great people do things before they are ready. Again, think about that. I believe great people do things before they're ready. And that's probably what I think reading between the lines makes them great, right?
Mm-hmm.
They're not expecting that. That, what was it, 14-year-old girl yesterday that won the science thing for creating the headset that
blue light technology where they can not only diagnose ear infections but treat ear infections. 14.
Yeah. Right. Now, the NASA folks, speaking of winners, the Artemis 1 did launch. It's on its mission to the moon. A successor lifted off from Kennedy Space Center a little before 2 o'clock Eastern time this morning. No astronauts are on board. The test flight will last about 25 days. Our friend John Harper from WMEL on the Space Coast will talk to us about that, what happened, the proceedings, et cetera, et cetera, as we work our way through the day later on this morning. He'll be with us, but I wanted to acknowledge that was something that has gone on. Some other good news here. In February, the Department of Veterans Affairs established a new goal to prevent and end homelessness among those who are veterans. And the progress that's been made has been pretty interesting. I think this initially started about 6-7 years ago. They tried to get housing for 38,000 veterans,
mm-hmm.
and now they're getting pretty close to doing that. You know, I'm a pretty ardent critic of what the government has done for veterans, especially in light of Biden and his student loan forgiveness program, some of this other stuff. You're going to spend money to help these people out. Well, where's the bottom line when it comes to veterans? It may be that we have now the at-risk veterans getting safeguarded by having homes, but we're still in a process of trying to take care in a permanent way of the people who have mental anguish, PTSD, physical ailments that aren't really being taken care of because the Veterans Administration, the hospitals associated with them, and the treatment associated with them is so varied across the country. But it is getting better, and so we tip our hat to that circumstance. Better, fixed, no, but better than it was.
We're moving in the right direction.
Yeah, we're moving in the right direction. Yep. Yeah, it's a 11% decline in the homelessness of veterans. But imagine you've served your country and you have to stand on a street corner with a cup. That's just not acceptable. First of all, a lot of the people get hurt, and that's the other ugly side of this. The ugly side of all these people and their suffering, most of it has been needless. Because we haven't done Afghanistan, we didn't do a damn thing in the 11 or 12 years that we were there, except make more enemies. Same thing really is true in Iraq. What George Bush and all that stuff back in 2003, that didn't do us any good. Spent a lot of money, the military-industrial complex made lots of dough, and we killed a lot of Americans, and many more of them are wounded mentally and physically, and we have nothing to show for it. You can go back to Korea, basically, there are those who say we stopped the commies from taking over all of Korea, and you can kind of make that argument. But when it comes to Vietnam, can't make that argument at all. North Vietnam, South Vietnam, maybe there are those who would try to say, well, they didn't all die in vain. 57,000 people who were my age got killed in Vietnam for nothing, really, for nothing. And you can go fast forward to any number of other things we've been involved in. But that doesn't take away from the people who thought they were serving the country, so they volunteered to put on a uniform and to go in harm's way and then get their heads blown off all too often, or their legs blown off. So the Veterans Administration has been disgustingly horrible when it comes to taking care of these, especially when it comes to homeless vets. So now this is the turn, and it's good.
And, it really is. It really is, because there are so many vets that come back, and they cannot, they're just unable to be truly a functioning member of society right away, if not ever again, because of their wounds from war, whether it was physical or mental.
Yep, that's for sure. All right, the Democrats are suing in Georgia. There's this runoff between Raphael Warnock and Herschel Walker. And for some reason or another, there's a, I think this goes back to what we've been talking about a lot, the question about voting, mail-ins, the push now to be able to vote on your computer. Can you imagine anything worse than having people, you talk about the Russians hacking into the election results. And by the way, there is a rumor floating around. The government is investigating. They haven't said anything. And then maybe it'll wait till the results of the election, because the government is, the Democrat Party is in charge of the government. So will they, if Warnock loses, claim that the Russians were responsible for hacking into the system? It could be one of the many claims. But anyway, Warnock's campaign suing the state of Georgia to overturn guidance by the Secretary of State, who happens to be a Republican, that counties can't offer Saturday voting ahead of the runoff. And so we get into that. I'm not for Saturday voting. I don't really have a horse in this race. I don't know, and nor do I have that much. I don't have a feeling about Warnock one way or another. I don't think that he has distinguished himself as a legislator. But I also think that Herschel Walker is a boob. And so, you got two candidates that are lackluster. I know that Warnock has at least a record, and all Herschel has is a lot of talk. And so the lawsuit says the state's interpretation of not having Saturday elections hurts Warnock in Democratic areas of the state. I don't think there should be Saturday voting. There's a date. Let me take that back. I think that every election should be held on a Saturday and or a Sunday, a weekend, not Tuesday. But we should change the entire system, nuke it all, and then make it available so people have time, many more people have time on Saturday or Sunday to go vote. Then there's no, there's nothing in the mail, and there's no early voting. I mean, early voting is just plain corrupt, because there are things that change, and people ought to be able to change their vote, and they can't if they voted by mail or early voted in the community they live in.
What happened with the mail trucks that happened to accidents or anything like that? But also, I'm surprised that voting day is not considered a national holiday, in a sense, where
it is in a lot of other countries. There are a lot of other countries who do declare that it is a holiday.
Yeah, for us, I'm surprised that there's not more businesses closed so that they can allow their employees, owners and employers can allow their employees to go vote.
Yeah. Well, it's pretty much a disgrace, but there we go. Investigators think that a sharp weapon like a machete was used in killing those students in Idaho that we were talking about yesterday. Imagine that. They can't find the weapon, but the bodies apparently indicate that's something very sharp.
And they still don't know if it was a burglary gone wrong or if they were targeted.
Let's see what's happening in the Darwin Award Department. This guy's dead, and it's too bad. This stupid guy got on top of an 18-wheeler going down the highway. He's dancing on top of the truck when it passes under a freeway overpass. in Houston. Mm-hmm. Huh? What do you think is going to happen? It's like a bad movie.
Question is, adrenaline junkie or were drugs involved?
Well, maybe a little of both, it would seem. He was 25 years old, had his whole life in front of him. He jumps on the top of the trailer as it's going down the freeway. The driver wasn't aware that there was anybody on top of his truck, of course.
Mm-hmm.
So the Houston Police Department says there was some footage that was taken. Somebody, and you always see these things shared on social media. So in one of the clips, he ducked underneath an overpass before standing to his feet, and then he missed the second one. So
that's awful.
My God. Can
and
you
the poor people
that?
In the cars, like you said, the
watching
the
this
didn't know this was happening.
No. Uh-uh.
But the people in the cars following behind, watching this whole thing unfold.
No, I don't think that, you know, but it is, there are more and more people who are, as you said, kind of adrenaline junkies. They are all about, you know, trying to do whatever the next exciting thing is, and the next exciting thing in this circumstance kills you. Everyone was looking. Everybody. There were four cars behind the truck, and these people, one of the guys driving a car said, "I can't believe my eyes. Watch this thing." Anyway, deader than a mackerel, as they say in fishing circles. O'Reilly Auto Parts, your wiper blades chattering. I was talking about the weather here today. We got a little snow, a little ice. It's going to warm up, however, and it'll all be gone in 3 or 4 hours. But right now, unga bunga. So, if you're having visibility problems, you ought to check out the wiper blades that they have at O'Reilly Auto Parts. They'll help you find the right one, change it. They'll be able to help you through the problem so you can see better and drive safer. New wiper blades at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Paid for by government.com.
The 1878 to 1921 Morgan Silver Dollar, a true American classic and one of the most iconic silver dollar coins in history. It's been 100 years since the last Morgan Silver Dollar coin was struck for circulation. And now, for a limited time only, full pound bags of original U.S. government struck Morgan dollars are being released to the public. That's right. You can own a full pound of 1878 to 1921 classic American Morgan Silver Dollar coins, all in very good collector condition with fully visible dates and mint marks. Guarantee. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure collector-grade U.S. Morgan Silver Dollars by the pound, struck during the Wild West and the Gilded Age. Plus, receive a bonus American Collector's Pack valued at over $25, free with every order. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure your full pound bag of Morgan Silver Dollar coins before they are gone. 1-800-473-1745. That's 1-800-473-1745.
What's the best product I bought this year? Oh, that's easy. Salonpas pain relieving patches. The proven medicines in Salonpas patches reduce my pain and let me do the things I need to do every day.
In a recent clinical study, patients using Salonpas reported improved sleep, mood, and the ability to work. They had less pain and were able to reduce their use of oral pain medications.
For pain, I use Salonpas. It's good medicine.
Finding the right Medicare plan?
Oof, no easy feat.
Kind of like those dances my granddaughter loves making me do. But then I found Walgreens FindRx coverage. Lets you compare plans online, over the phone, or in person. Made Medicare shopping so easy. Plus, I found plans with low-cost copays. I can get down with that. When you need to talk Medicare, Walgreens is here. Start shopping today at walgreens.com/Medicare.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR. IVR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
I had thought my bowel and related organs were working well enough. I used an herbal laxative and magnesium sulfate about once a week, but my bowels had a day when they went on vacation. After the second day of using Green Meadow Whey, I discovered that I was in denial about my bowel functioning. I now have 2 to 3 easy, comfortable, and healthy bowel movements a day. The same is true for my children, ages 8, 13, and 15, all of which admitted to having significantly improved bowel function when asked.
On a Google keyword search, the words constipation, stool softener, and laxative combined are searched up to 3 million times per month. Constipation is a silent epidemic in America, and most people are either in denial or do not want to admit to it. Over the years, Green Meadow Whey has helped several other people have their bowels move again in an optimal manner. For the feeling of a clean intestinal tract and flat abdomen, see if Green Meadow Whey can help you. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Now 53 after the hour on today's Doug Steffen Good Day program. It's Farm Food and Family Time. The recall of the day today, Jay Kirshner, is from an Iowa-based bread company called Big Sky. They're recalling granola products that have milk in them. I'm not sure I understand that. Wouldn't all the granola breads have some kind of milk in them?
That's what I would think, too, but it's undeclared. It's not on their ingredients listing. So anybody who has an intolerance or allergy,
lactose.
It's kind of one of those things, yeah.
But lactose intolerance won't kill you. There's nothing about drinking milk, even if it doesn't agree with you. There's nobody that I know.
Yeah, you don't want to be out in public and eat something that you normally wouldn't eat because you don't know what's in there. Then whoopsies.
Where's Montezuma? The halls of Montezuma. Yeah. Okay. So anyway, if you've got Big Sky bread, bring it back to the place of purchase for a full refund so that they can get themselves straightened out. They had a problem with the fact that there was milk in a product from a distribution company out in Oregon, happened a month or so ago. Their dark chocolate almonds were recalled because they might have had milk in them. So, again, be careful about that sort of thing. In a moment, the story of a provision that will help boost beginning farmers right after this.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, I'm sorry I'm late. Traffic is terrible.
It sure is. But on top of that, gas prices have been skyrocketing. I can't believe how expensive gas has gotten recently.
Prices at the pump are up, but I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
And does that actually add up to anything?
I've made around $200.
Wow. Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code FREE for an extra 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or any gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code FREE for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code FREE for 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up.
All right, so the U.S. Department of Ag has announced $24 million in funding for different organizations, about 40 of them around the country, that teach and train beginning farmers. So if you want to find out more about that, if you're in the farming business or you want to be in the farming business or you want to learn how farming works, either locally or regionally or nationally, there's an education outreach program that's available. The educational team is trying to develop beginning farmers. The education program is pretty extensive, actually. And so if you want to go through the clearinghouse process, you go to the USDA website and see if you can come up with, you'll find, it'll be easy enough to find, just put in there the beginning farmer and rancher program, and you'll come up with something. I think we'll talk about that this week on the American Family Farmer Show. By the way, you have that. Many of these same stations carry the American Family Farmer, an hour every weekend focused on the same thing we do here in this segment of the Good Day program every day, the farm, food, and family material. The current podcast also, you can get this anytime at American Family Farmer. A farmer charged with dumping untreated human waste. We talked about that in our news segment. I had a conversation with the chairman of the Agriculture and Food Security Committee in New Jersey. And there is just the business about, and this guy, a reporter from the Lancaster, Pennsylvania farming newspaper, had a lot to say about this. And very interesting, the newspapers around the country. And more info about beginning aid for beginning farmers, all of that at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com, wherever you get your podcasts, or the FarmerShow.com. It's a good way for you to find out what's going on in the food department. Speaking of food and agriculture, there was a break-in this weekend at an Ohio farm that was raising carnivorous mink. 40,000 released from their cage. This is the suspects went into Lion Farms in Hoagland Township. I know where that is, not far from where I went to school. And they opened up the mink. I understand what they're doing. They're protesting using mink for, for garments, but there are other uses for them. But mink can be really nasty. So that's not good news at all. Okay, we're at 59 past the hour. This is Good Day.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's X-T-E-N-D-O-V-I-T-E.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.